Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, and let's read from verse 1 to verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 6. Exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Let's all pray. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your provision, your help, and your support and your guidance. Thank you for everything you give us. Thank you for you make a way that today we can gather in your name to come to worship you and to serve you. Let's now come to the Lord and confess your sins and your trespasses. Let us confess our sins unto God. The word of God says that he will forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us assurance of salvation and forgiveness of our sins. As we confess them, as we renounce them. Let's now give thanks to God. Let us thank him for all the good things that we had received from him. Thank you, Lord, for our families, our good health, our work, our source of income. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you, Jesus. Thank you for the protection, the guidance, the good health, the discernment, the discretion, the gift of the prayer, the salvation, the word of God, the Rhema word that you send us always. Thank you for delivering us from wicked men and evildoers. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Let's now come to the Lord. Let us ask him our need and our petition. The Lord say, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Let us ask God to give us what we need. Small or big things, God is able to give and to provide for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God. We magnify you, Lord. Help us, lead us, and guide us in the name of Jesus. Let your name be lifted up, let your name be glorified, Lord. Provide our needs, heal the sick, O God. Give you provision, give wisdom, open doors. Answer the prayers of your people, O God. according to your glorious riches and according to your will, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray now. Let's pray each and every one for his family. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Let's pray. All good things will come from God through prayers. Lord, bless the families. Pray for each and every husband to lead their family with the will of yours. Pray for the wife to be submissive to their husbands, O God. According to your word, O God. I pray for parents to give clear instruction to their children and to raise them in the fear of yours. I pray for children, O God, that they will listen to the instruction of their parents that come from God's word and obey you, Lord. Bestow a blessing upon each and every family. Provision, O Lord, solve problems, open means for them to live. O God, I pray also that each and every family to shine before others, people they know, and they can see that you are the true God. O Lord, hear our prayers. O God, guide us with your love and your mercy. Lead us, O Lord, Holy Spirit, come and take full control. Lord, I pray also protect us, all of us, from this, protect us from this pandemic, from the vaccines, from any sicknesses. Heal us in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are in need. If you know any brother or sister who is in need of job, healing, problem to be solved, let's pray. Let's pray for one another. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy. We are praying, O Lord, for our brethren, O God. Provide the needs. Solve problems. Protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lead them out from troubles. O God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Answer the prayer, O God. Answer our prayer. O Lord, hear. Hear our prayer. O God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We adore you. Let's pray now for the people around us, our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, our contacts, the people that we meet daily along the road. Our friends, in whatever way, that let's pray for them, that they will know Christ. They will come to know Christ, they will commit their lives to Him. They will follow Christ, they will follow His word. Lord, hear our prayers, O God. We are praying, Lord, as you tell us to prayer, intercession made, and thanksgiving and supplication made for everyone. We are praying for them, O God. Our family, our relatives, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, Lord, I pray, you touch them, Lord, touch them, O God, change their lives, O God, bring them near to you in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, help us to evangelize, reach them with your word, O God, hear our prayers. We thank you, Master, we thank you, Redeemer, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O God. Let's pray now. Pray for the church now. Pray for this place that God put His church in UAE and all the extension of the church to Oman, to Kuwait, to Iraq, to India, to Sri Lanka, to Philippines, to Australia, America, and the nations of Africa, Uganda, Nigeria, Malawi, Sierra Leone. Oh God, we pray. Protect your church, O God. In all these places, give us favor and give us boldness to preach your word. Stretch your hand, O Lord, and do miracles in the name of Jesus. That people know you are the true God and we are your servant. Lord, hear our prayers, O God. We pray for all our logistic needs, documentation, whatever office document we need, you will provide for us, O God. You are the God who help us, O Lord. Our eyes is on you, Lord. Put your trust in the Lord, and He will provide all the needful things. Oh God, We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Yes, O Lord, we magnify your name, O God. O Lord, help us and guide us. Strengthen us in all these places, Lord. I pray that each and every one of us will be a good example. I pray for all the brethren, that all the workers, the pastors, the leaders, the elders of the church, the workers, even the individual members, every one of us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, will do the work of yours, O God, that we will submit to your will, that we will implement the whole will of God in our lives, that we will reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, O Lord, love, joy, peace, self-control, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, patience, perseverance, generosity, Lord, humility, righteousness, that we will, the people will see Christ in us, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Guide us, O God. Strengthen us to go on and save you. Lord, we pray that your vision for the church shall be fulfilled. We pray, O Lord, that more Bible studies to be planted. I pray for more congregation for the church to be planted also, God. Bless the watchman ministry, bless the translation, bless the publication ministry of the church. Bless each and every worker, O Lord, we pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit. Refill us, O God, with the Holy Ghost and give us the spiritual gifts that we need, Lord, to go on and save you. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy. Lead us and guide us and help us, support us, and strengthen us. Lord, we magnify your name. We adore you. We worship you, Lord. There is no one like you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we pray. We pray for the gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith. Lord, raise us up to go on and serve you, Lord. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Even we pray, Lord, that you anoint the worship of today. Oh Lord, anoint the songs, anoint the prayers, anoint the giving, anoint the message. Your word, oh God, shall be sharper than double-edged sword to penetrate and change life and people. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the Lord.
Yeah.
bless all guys. As we come to you, Lord, we are seeking your face, oh God. We are seeking your will, Lord. Lead us, oh God. Guide us, oh Lord. I pray that we'll meet you today. Bring us, oh Lord, to the most holy place. Speak to us and guide us, oh Lord. I pray, oh God, that today you change people's lives, their mindset up. Oh Lord, you help them and guide them, Lord. Help us as a church to go on and serve you and do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord.
Yeah. Bye.
kindness to us, for honor to give, and you provide for us. We give you thanks. We adore you. We worship you. Thank you for this wonderful time of worship that we met you face to face. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for your direction. And even now, as we sit in your presence, teach us your word and guide us with your instruction so that we will be a chosen of yours, moving, doing the things that you want us to do. Hear our prayers. Bless the rest of our worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us sit at all in God's presence, and this is the time to bring to God our tithes and our offerings, and our first fruit and our vows. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all that you give us. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your help and your support. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your guidance, O Lord. We magnify Jesus. We adore you. We worship you. And Lord, we thank you for our jobs and our incomes. Thank you for all our brethren who brought you as a view for you. O God, open the windows of heaven and bless us all and pour us so much blessing in our lives. And rebuke all devourers, sicknesses, penalties, fines, tax, stealing, robbery. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. And we pray, O God, that all nations will know we are blessed by you. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Chronicles. Book of 2 Chronicles, and we will read chapter 1, the whole chapter. Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 1 to 17. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom. And the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor of all, in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. So Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from Kiriath Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord. And Solomon and the congregation saw it and to it. And Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. And that night did God appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast shown great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made the king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee. Neither shall there any after thee have the like. Then Solomon came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem from before the tabernacle of the congregation and reigned over Israel. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver and gold at Jerusalem as plenty as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore tree that are in the vale for abundance. And Solomon had horses brought out of Egypt and linen yarn. The king's merchandise received the linen yarn at a price, and they fetched up and brought forth out of Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver, and an horse for 150, and so brought they out horses for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria by their means. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. We bless you, we magnify you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask the Lord to bless us, to guide us, to help us, to support us, to strengthen us with your love and your mercy. We pray, Lord, that you anoint this time, anoint my lips, anoint our minds and thoughts and ears and heart to receive your word, to understand them and to apply them in our lives. Give us wisdom and discernment, knowledge and discretion to do your will in full. Lord, whatever the purpose of sending your word to your church and your people, let your purpose prevail. O God, I pray for fruit, 30, 100, 30, 60, and 100 in the life of your people. Take it, Lord, and spread it. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Here we will read verse 1 and say that, and Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. God had made king, had made Solomon king, and God blessed him. But King Solomon did his part. God had given King Solomon good and great things, but also Solomon did the right things. We have read the word strengthened. He have done his part. You know, you must realize that God has given you good things. Amen. You need to recognize them, you need to see them, and you need to honor what God has given to you. And finally, you need to use them. Most of the time, people cannot see, people cannot recognize the good and the great things that God had given to them. And when they cannot see, they will not be able to use what God had given to them. But here, how to do our part? We need to build up on what God had given to us. There are great things that God had placed in our hands. Are you recognizing these things? See here, it say that, it say, and the Lord his God was with him. Yeah, he did his part. He strengthened himself. He used what God had given him. He said the Lord was with him and magnified him exceedingly. when we recognize and see and build up the things that God give us, doing the good and the great things, God will be with us and He will magnify us. What you need to do is to sit down with God and start to write down and record what are the good things that God had given you. What are the positive things that God had given you? See the circumstances around you. What is around you from events, circumstances. See it in a positive way. And you can see much of the blessing that God had given to you. You may say, I am not a king. I'm not. No. In Christ Jesus our Lord, all of us become Son of the Kings of Kings and the Lord of God and the Lord of all, the Lord of Lords. We are royal priesthood. We have a place in heaven. These are the good things that the Lord had given to us. And even material things, God had given us a lot of things. You know what we have now? Solomon does not have them. What Solomon have? With him mobile that you have now? No. With your mobile you can reach all over the world very fast. Someone does not have that. God had given us a lot of things good. We need to see them. Amen. We need to see the good things that God had given to us. Sit down and write down. Record. Put lists and see what God had given you good. Not the negative things about them. See the good things that God gave you. Always see it in a positive way. Verse 2. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captain of the thousand of hundred, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of their fathers. So Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon. For there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. Here, King Solomon reached out to the people. He gathered them. And where he brought them? He brought them to the ark. He brought them to the altar, to the tabernacle of the Lord. And that is the place that they will offer to God. That's what we need to do now. We need to gather people. We need to bring people into God's presence. We need to teach them to give their life to God. To give what God gives them back to Him. That is what King Solomon did. And we need to do these things. You know, when you say that, and God was with him and magnified him exceedingly because he was doing the right things. Now, hear what he brought. He brought the people. He gathered them and he brought them to God. And we have read in verse 3 that they went to the high place at Gibeon where the altar of the Lord was there. And we will read verse 4, say, but the ark of the Lord had David brought up from Kiriath Jearim to the place which David had prepared for it. For he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Now here we have read two places of worship. We know that God had ordained for them a place that they need to go. One place is at Gibeon, where is the altar for the burnt offering, where is the tabernacle. And the other place is where the Ark of God, where King David had brought from Kiriath Jearim. Now, how this had happened? Why these two places? Why these two places? We need to understand how it come, these two places come. Why it is not one place? Jerusalem or Gibeon? In the history of it, at the time of the priest Eli, when there was sin in the tabernacle, sin among the Israelites. I'll not go to the detail of the sin, but I'm speaking now. When the priest come to know about it and he did not restrain the sin, God allowed the Israelites to go into a battle with the Philistines, and they lose the battle. And when they lose the battle, they came to take, they took the Ark of God without the tent of meeting, without the tabernacle. They took the Ark of God and brought it to the battle, thinking that God will fight for them. But with that, they lost the battle, and the Ark of God was taken. After a while, the Ark of God was brought back, and it reached Kiriath Jearim. So David brought it from Kiriath Jearim and make a tent in Jerusalem to put the Ark of God. Now the tent of meeting, the tent of the tabernacle that was at Shiloh, it was brought to Gibeon. And with it there is the altar of the bronze that we read in verse 5. Moreover, the brazen altar that Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord, and Solomon and the congregation sought after it. Now here, what we learn from this, you know, there was some sort of confusion or hassle, this place or that place. Even now, there's a lot of confusion going on, division on the ground. But there's one thing here important. We need to go after God and we need to honor Him. Amen? This is not an excuse for us. Oh, because this happened like this in the past and this and this. It's okay. Yes, you can speak more. Okay? But now today, God wants us to honor Him. Solomon gather the people, and they need to give what is due for the Lord. Amen? We need to do our part before God. Yeah. Let's read now. Let us continue. Let us be strengthened, taught, directed, and instructed with God's word. Verse 6. Say, and Solomon went up thither to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. Solomon offered, you know, we read that, he offered 1,000 burnt offerings. And we just go forward. Now let us go back to this. Let us explain, let us go deep into it. 1,000 burnt offerings. You know how they do the burnt offering? They bring the animal. They slaughter the animal and they let the blood of the animal go away, and they take the whole animal and they bring it up to the altar, the brazen altar, and they will burn the whole animal. Have you got the point here? Solomon offered 1,000. It's a huge amount of offering he made it to God. And what we need to do today as a burnt offering, we need to give all the parts of our body to the Lord. We need to give as much as we can to God. And if you will read verse 7, the next verse, you say, in that night, not after 1 week, not after 1 year, no, in that night, did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. Now see here, which time God came to Solomon and told him, you ask what you want and I shall give you. He asked Solomon this after Solomon, he brought the 1,000 burnt offering unto the Lord. That's here, not before, after. You know, there's a power of giving. When we give what is due to God, there's a power moving. And God will work on our behalf to do great things. Verse 8. Now, let's imagine if God will ask this question. What do you want and I will give you? Ask, what shall I give thee? Let us read verse 8. See the answer of King Solomon. And Solomon said unto God, Thou hast shown great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. How he answered King Solomon? He did not tell him what he needed. First he thanked him. First he showed his appreciation to what God has given him. He told him, Thou hast shown great mercy unto David. He told him that you have shown great mercy unto my father, unto my mother, and has made me to reign in his stead. Solomon thanks God for the good things that God had given to his father. And he realized that the good things that God had given to his father had come to him. His father's desire was that Solomon will reign as a king after him. Do you realize the good things that God had given to your parents, and the part of these good things had come to you? They are good things God had given to your parents. And the good things that come to you, God wants you to appreciate it, to see it. You have received inheritance, lands, skills, talents, profession, instructions. These are good things that we receive. And we need to employ them today for the kingdom of God. There's a godly desire for our parents. They are a blessing that God had given to us through our parents. Do we realize them? Oh, I am not king. We spoke about it. We spoke about it. We are all of us royal priesthood. We are all of us very well blessed by God. God had given our parents great things. It passed to us as inheritance. In verse 9, it says, Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established. For thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Here, the godly desire that David has in his heart, his son Solomon honor it. And he told him, Lord, what my father was desire, let come through and let be established in my life. He was willing to continue to serve God, to continue to do the right things. You see here, our attitude, how to see things, is very important. It is very important. Solomon did not ask God to give him. He started to appreciate. First he appreciates, because if you cannot see the good things that God has given to you, if you cannot see the good things that God has given to you, then very difficult to manage your life. Very difficult to manage your relationship, the people, the treasure, the finances. You know, sometimes you look to yourself, oh, I am beggar. You can't see the good things. That's the problem. That is the spiritual blindness. As I'm preparing this message, that the Lord spoke to me this. This is the hurdle that the church is passing. You cannot see the good things that God is giving to you. You just see the negative things. What we lack. We grumble. That's why we don't know how to behave. We ask more material things. We cannot see that we are blind. As I told you, sit down and write the good things that God gave you. It's a good assignment, yeah? Good assignment. Sit down and write, so that you will not forget and give thanks to God. In verse 10, he told him, give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? He asked wisdom and knowledge to judge the people, to do what is needful to them. He needs wisdom and knowledge. You know, if we lack wisdom, then we cannot manage the people and the material things and the treasures. The defect is not in what God has given us. The defect is we lack wisdom and knowledge to handle things, to handle circumstances. We are well provided. Amen? Can you say, I am well provided? Can you say it loud, please? Because
I am well
provided. You are saying it to God. I am well provided, yes. We are well provided. And God said to Solomon, verse 11, because this was in thine heart, he commanded him. Hey, thank you, Solomon. I am happy with you, Solomon. Because that was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. He commanded him, he said, you did not ask riches and wealth. You know, what the fool, we ask more riches and wealth and we don't know how to manage what we have? What is the value of asking long life and we forget that we have eternal life with God and forever? How we will ask God to remove our enemies and we cannot see that if God replaces them with others, maybe the others are worse? These are the things. How we can ask God honor? We cannot see the honor that God gave us being a children of God. That God is just only prayer away from us. God commended Solomon for his request. And he told him, best word, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the life. Now here, the question, why God need to ask someone what you need? You give him wisdom and finish. The point here, if Solomon does not discern that he lack wisdom, even God will give, he cannot see. He cannot receive because he cannot see what his need. That's here the point. God is giving you, but you are not seeing because you are not discerning what you lack. All what you have, all what you need is with you. All what you have, all what you need is available to you. But you cannot see what you lack. You lack wisdom and knowledge and discernment. You are well provided. What he told him, wisdom and knowledge, I will give you. And what you did not ask, I will give you. Because now he checked someone. This guy has wisdom. He wants wisdom. He knows what he lacks. He can manage. I will give you wealth. I will give you riches. Because he can manage them. He can manage them. He said, I will give you long life. You can manage your life, enjoying your life. Is the message today have a sense to us? Is God speaking to you today? Do we need God's word? Yes, we need it. We need it. Look to the great things and valuable things that the Lord has given to you. Ask Him wisdom. Stop grumbling. Stop troubling people. What you need to have wisdom? Fear God. The beginning of wisdom. Humble yourself. You will receive wisdom. Amen. That is the thing. You need to see wisdom, you can see all the riches. You can see the good things that God gives. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wisdom and knowledge is a grant of God to thee. Can you be bowed down and surprised? Tell him, Lord, give me wisdom and knowledge. Or before that, tell him, Lord, open my eyes to see the good things that you give me. Wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you, Lord. And I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings that have ever before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Then Solomon, verse 13, came from his journey to the high place that was at Gibeon to Jerusalem, from before the tabernacle of the congregation reigned over Israel. He reigned with the wisdom of God to handle the people, handle relationship, how to manage life. Yeah? We need God in our life, yeah? We need His wisdom, we need to go back to God. The message is inspiring us. Wow. We discovered today that we are like King Solomon even more, better. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 14, with the wisdom of God, verse 14 and 15, and Solomon gathered chariots, horsemen. These are here. When you come to God and the wisdom of God, other things will come. Treasures will be added and more multiplication coming on. And 12,000 horsemen, which he placed in chariot cities, great things he was taught to do. Verse 15, and the king made silver and gold in Jerusalem like a stone, and the cedar tree like a sycamore tree. Great things he was, treasures, because the wisdom God gave him. We need wisdom in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what he did in 16, 16 and 17, he was taking horses from Egypt and he's selling it to the king. He get the profit. Amen. Let's stand in God's presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Let us repent. Let's repent. Repent from your grumbling. Repent from your negative thoughts. Ask God for forgiveness for your pride, arrogance. See the good things that God gives to your parents and they see the good things and the godly desire and what they expect from you in your life to do for God. Humble yourself. Fear the Lord. See the good things that God gives you. Let us move now, motivate the people to bring them to God. Let us experience the power of giving. 1,000 burnt offering. He did it. Hear us, O God. Come to the Lord. Give your life to Him fully. Surrender your life and will to Him fully. Come to Jesus. Come to the glorious riches that we have in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus our Lord. Give your life and will to Him. Thank the Lord. We give you thanks. We adore you, Lord. We give you thanks. Thank you. Blessed God, we thank you for all that we receive from you, from our parents, from our ancestors. Thank you for all your blessings, the riches, the honor, the long life, the wisdom, and the discernment and the knowledge. Oh God, take your word and spread it. And Lord, we pray that you will do great things for you, that you will follow the example of Solomon in serving you the right way of life. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, that your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Good job.